8:40 back on the KYMN Morning Show. My name is Rich Larson in for Jeff Johnson this week. Happy to be joined by two of Northfield's finest funeral directors, Mr. Preston Eidenschink and Mr. Bryce Bextron. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us here.
We hadn't talked about this. I thought I'd just bring this on you. I come from a family of funeral directors. I've got family in Kentucky. And there's a version of this world where I am a fourth generation funeral director in Danville, Kentucky.
Wow.
But instead, I'm up here. So, yeah. So, but never forget, the first three letters of funeral are F-U-N. Yes. All right. We are here today to talk about Bierman Funeral Home has a new service for pets. Bryce, why don't you tell us about that?
So we installed a pet crematory.
Yeah.
About a month ago, everything got finished up, and that's been open for a couple weeks now. And it's a service that we've been talking about offering for a little while, and we're really thankful to have here. So for those that need clarification, there's a separate retort in the second building at Bierman's where we offer individual pet cremation. That would mean that there's only one pet in the chamber at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to just offer a more dignified service, something sure. similar to what you'd expect from... you know, a cremation if there was a human. So
sure. You know, I mean, pets, and yeah, I'm a dog guy, so I'll speak directly about dogs. Dogs become part of the family. End of conversation. I've had dogs that, I had one dog that I was fostering that actually died of, passed away from cancer. We had him for less than a year. I had another one that we adopted as a senior, and she was with us for about 6 years. And then I had yet another who, you know, we had for 12 years. And it really, well, it matters a little bit, but not a lot. When you lose a pet, it doesn't matter how long they've been with you. You're losing a member of the family. No question.
Mm-hmm.
And so you guys are offering something that I would think would be a little therapeutic for families.
Well, I think that, you know, by putting in a pet crematory at Bierman's, not only does it keep the business local for those people, and you know Northfield is a pet community.
Absolutely it is.
And so we thought, what can we offer to the community that's local? And so they don't need to search out other areas for cremation. So mm-hmm. it's something we talked about for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And it took a little while to get everything in place, but we're glad we can offer it to the community.
Yeah.
And it's a more prompt service, mm-hmm. At least from what we've heard from people that have used, you know, other people for cremation as far as outside of Northfield, you know, usually within 24 hours, our service is completed.
Oh, is that right?
Yep. So you're not waiting for the pet to go up to the cities
right.
or wherever the other provider would be for the cremation. And most of the time, next day, we can have everything ready.
You know, that's one of the things, too. It does feel a little impersonal. Nothing against the veterinarians in this town, because they all do great work. And the veterinarians we work with, I was always very grateful for the help they mm-hmm. gave us. But it does feel a little impersonal. Like, okay, well, my dog has passed away in this room, and I'm just going to leave this dog here now. And you're going to call me when it's ready, and maybe it's 10 days later or whatever. But you guys are offering something that makes things a little bit different then.
And I think one of the families we worked with recently, and Preston could talk about this a little more, it was interesting how you could kind of feel how therapeutic that process
mm-hmm.
was.
Yeah.
Going through a similar process for your pet that's died that a lot of us go through when, you know, a loved one dies.
Right.
And so you're talking about their life, things they liked,
yeah.
you're writing an obituary for them.
Right.
And it's a little more, it kind of solidifies the process, I think.
Yeah, with this family that I was able to serve, because this is still all new to us, you know, they carried the pet in to our crematory. We stepped out. They got to spend the time that they needed to say their goodbyes.
Yeah.
So there's different things we offer. They can witness the cremation. It can be a private cremation, communal. But this family chose to be in the crematory, not when the cremation had started, but it was hard for them to leave.
Yeah, yeah.
Like anything.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have wept over a dog and sat in that room for 20 minutes and not been able to tear myself away. I mean, it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when we talk about funerals, funerals or even just a cremation process, I mean, it's about closure. And you guys are trained, obviously, in a little bit of grief counseling. So I would think it would be really helpful for some pet owners to come and talk to you guys.
Well, I think my experience, you know, Rich, we talked about this a little bit, is my experience is that I've dealt with the loss of pets.
Mm-hmm.
I know the emotional impact of it. And on my calendar, I have the date of death of my dogs.
Yeah.
It's that important to me. And so we just carry that through to the families from just our experience in going through a loss.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now you offer a little more than just the cremation itself, don't you? What if I come to you and I say, well, my dog passed away, what else can you do for me here?
As far as a list of our services, the cremation is the main offering, you know, so if that's something where people don't want anything in addition to that, we do have a website that's fully operational. And so if people want to post an obituary on there, it's kind of like if people have used our website for death of a person in the community, they can post on a tribute wall and mm-hmm. things like that. They can do the same thing with this website. So if you knew a pet that died and you wanted to say something to the family, you'd be able to do that through that process. The other things is obviously some of the more, for lack of a better term, merchandise mm-hmm. items. You know, there's different things that some people find important in that process, whether it be cremation jewelry, you know, an engraved urn, some mm-hmm. of those different things. And beyond that, there's services around the actual death that we can offer too. So there's no extra charge for removal from your veterinarian.
Okay.
You know, we really like the opportunity to work with any veterinarians that are willing, and we welcome that opportunity. If the pet would die at home or, you know, somewhere else, we're happy to make a removal. We do have a charge for that, but it's another service.
Mm-hmm.
We have clay paw prints, ink paw prints, a way to purchase jewelry related to some of the ink paw prints and things mm-hmm. like that. So there's a lot of different options when it comes to personalization. Yeah.
So, you know, it hadn't even occurred to me, but I wouldn't have to bring my dog to you. You guys will come and pick him up and deal with it that way. All right.
Yep.
That's great. Well, what else do folks need to know about the new, what we're called Homeward Bound services?
Yeah, they can find us if they Google Homeward Bound Pet Cremation, or even if you Google cremation in Northfield, I'm sure it would come up. But it's the same facility as Bierman Funeral Home. And so, not to be confusing any people, but they're both the same business, just operated out of the same building. So, hopefully that clarifies it for people. If they have any questions, they can always call Bierman Funeral Home. It's the same number for both, just to make it simple.
Cool. All right. Well, Bryce Baxtron, Preston Iden Schenck, thank you guys so much for stopping in. And what a wonderful service you're offering. I mean, as someone who loves dogs desperately, I think this is great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Folks, we'll be right back with, we're going to hear from Minnesota News Network, and then we'll be back with Kate Kelly.
Minnesota News Network. Good morning. I'm Brent Palm, the author of the new law allowing the sale of low-dose THC.